It's 5 minutes to 7 o'clock. Adam Pengilly joins us on the phone. By the way, Adam, just got some news through from Andrew Beansley that the Newcastle races to proceed on the Beaumont track today rated a heavy 9, mate. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, Laurie.
Are you there? Adam?
Yeah, I got you, boys. Got you. Yeah, that's good news. So that means going ahead up there at Newcastle with a fair bit of rain. So, yeah. Good news coming through from Andrew.
Now, Tom Marquand, he's going to return for a lengthy stint during the Autumn Carnival. He's obviously looked at his bank account and gone, this is too easy.
Yeah, I'm glad he's coming back, Dave. Tom Marquand, the man with the magic wand, because he was going to come back for the Golden Slipper, I think, initially, but I think a few people might have got in his ear and said, well, if you're going to come all the way back down here just for the Slipper meeting, you might as well stay for a few extra weeks and ride through the championships, which he will do, which is fantastic news to be on day one and day two of the championships. So that means he'll probably be close to a month. And given the success he's had in, over sort of the Christmas and year into January and early part of February, it'd be surprised he didn't pick up a lot of good rides throughout that 3 or 4 weeks. So looking forward to seeing him back down here in Australia, and I reckon he's going home with his pockets full again, boys.
How's the Slipper shaping up in your eyes at the moment?
Well, Laurie, I don't know if we've got a clear-cut horse that you say has put the hand up and sort of standing head and shoulders above the rest for the Golden Slipper. This Golden Slipper picture just seems to be changing week on week, and we see some of these Melbourne-based horses in the Blue Diamond that are due to come to Sydney who look like they've got legitimate chances. Up here in Sydney, they've sort of been chopping and changing, haven't they? There's sort of 1 week a horse puts his hand up and thinks, okay, that form's going to stand up okay. Then we saw last week, I think everyone's thinking, oh, Seltzerville might be the number one seed, and she's been beat convincingly, and Farnan's back on track. So I don't know if the picture's going to be really too much clearer after the weekend with these couple of races with the Skyline and the Sweet Embrace. I'm looking forward to the fillies division. There's a lot of horses, a lot of coming from different form lines. So we'll see those form lines merging. In particular, looking forward to seeing how Stella Pauline comes back from the Magic Millions. And then this Tillia Rose for the Snowden, who created a big impression on the Hunter Day up there at Newcastle winning that Max Fleas. I know it's only a 900-metre race. Then you've got the Colts with Prague, AIM, postcodes back for Gay and Adrian. He was pretty good in a couple of early season races. So I just don't know where we're landing with the Slipper at this stage. It's a really tough race to dissect only a few weeks out.
Now, what about, Adam, in regards to not only the Slipper, but the Melbourne Racing Club, unlikely to take the Everest slot again. That's interesting. I thought they would have done that.
Yeah, it looks like it at this stage, Dave. I know there was protests from Racing Victoria, and it certainly raised a few eyebrows there when the MRC went out on the limb, so to speak, and partnered up with the ATC to take a spot last year. And I think they've been very cautious, the MRC, in their language in the sort of 4 or 5 months since about whether they'll take it, and sort of word starting to filter out now that it's unlikely they'll look to align with the ATC again for a slot. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. I think the ATC have done a really good job sort of partnering with the MRC last year. And if it doesn't go ahead with the MRC this year, I'd expect the ATC to try and partner up with another organisation and try and get some more promotion for that spot. But at this stage, it looks like Caulfield and the MRC won't be involved again.
Yeah, and Nature Strip's out of the new market. Too much weight, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. It's not a great surprise, was it? He got 58 kilos when the weights were announced a little bit earlier this week. And, you know, personally, I love to see some of our better Group 1 horses running with these bigger weights in some of these handicap races. What sets up the race, but you sort of got the feeling that Chris Waller and the team weren't overly keen on taking him with 58 kilos down the straight in the Newmarket. So he'll come back to Sydney for the Challenge Stakes, which will be over 1,000 metres, probably, you know, a second-up run over 1,000 metres when he's got a long campaign in front of him. Probably suits him a little bit better, and hopefully he'll be back on track in the Challenge Stakes coming up.
All right, mate, so we will talk to you tomorrow and, of course, get some big tips for a big weekend ahead, not only in Sydney but also Melbourne.
Yeah, thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.